Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. Chris, it is wonderful to be with you as we're in the midst of fall now, right?
Yeah, wonderful to be with you too. And I know this is going to sound like a foreign concept to you, but I'm already planning out my winter vehicle testing. So
wow.
Fall tends to come and go here in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, it got really cold here all of a sudden. I came back from a trip to Texas and bang, I'm in cooler weather. Well, let's talk about the news. If you're going car shopping, you might be in for a giant shock in the next week or two. We'll give you the grim news about that coming up. Is your car spying on you? I think we asked this question about a month or so ago, and now a new proposed federal regulation suggests that the problem is real, maybe realer than ever. There might be another motive behind the new rule, though, and we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about which vehicle brands get the most loyalty from their owners. This according to a new J.D. Power study on the subject. Chris, are you worried at all about your car spying on you?
I'm not worried about it, but I also realize that it is absolutely spying on me.
Yeah. I'm a little more worried about my phone spying on me than my car, but
yes,
who knows? America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Dance in the Dark, and of course, Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/auto insurance. That's DrivingToday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, how you can save some money on your car. And Chris, you have a really interesting vehicle to road test this week. Tell us what it is.
I did, and I actually had some nice weather to test it, too. It's the 2024 Ford Mustang EcoBoost Premium Convertible, and I can't wait to tell you all about it.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to hear about it. My test car this week came as I was driving this vehicle around Dallas, Texas over the past weekend. It's the Genesis GV80 3.5T all-wheel drive Prestige, a car better than I deserve, that's for certain. This week we have a terrific guest. His name is Danny Shapiro. He's the Vice President of Automotive at NVIDIA. Fascinating guy with fascinating stuff to talk about, this whole connected car thing, car as software, all of that. We'll talk with him about that. So a ton of show for you this week. Stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road. Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jack Nerad back.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Now that the storm has passed, count on Lowe's for help with cleanup and repair. We want to make sure you have everything to begin the path to recovery. Count on necessities like roofing, lumber, and electrical in the quantities you need. We're here for your community. Visit Lowe's in store or online to find out about relief efforts in your area or get emergency supplies now.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American sausage cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, no, wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Christy, Jackie Redback with you. And we're so happy you're with us. Thanks so much for joining us on America on the Road. We do appreciate it. If you like America on the Road, please pass it along. We'd love you to do that. We also would like to tell you that we do a video version of the show. It's available on YouTube, on Rumble. So check that out. Subscribe to that if you like. It would be terrific for us. We would appreciate that. And let's talk about the news. The news is not all that great for car buyers, right, Chris? I mean, consumers are facing a big disconnect between what they think they're going to pay for a car and what car prices are. You're a car shopper, kind of extraordinaire. You're doing it all the time. But this is a study from Edmunds. A survey from Edmunds says that nearly 50% of car shoppers hope to spend $35,000 or less for a new vehicle. And that's way out of line with what the average transaction price is, which is close to $50,000. It's $47,000 and change. There are a lot of people who want to make a new vehicle purchase for $20,000 or less, and that's just it doesn't happen at all. I mean, we see this every week, Chris, but your reaction to all this?
Yeah, you know, it's beyond the fact that cars cost more, the average transaction price is higher. This has to be frustrating for buyers because, you know, we've been being told for, 3 years now that prices will eventually come back down. The pandemic messed everything up, but now it's going to be better, and so it's still not. And I'll also just point out the number of sub-$20,000 cars. I mean, Mitsubishi's discontinuing the Mirage, and so you're kind of left with very few choices there, and they're not the vehicles that most people want to buy. So
yeah, another whammy to that is interest rates. I mean, you're looking at car loan interest rates between 6% and 11%, something like that. A lot of people are just going, what do I do about this? You know, some people are taking a second job so they can buy a new car. I wouldn't necessarily recommend that. The likelihood of this changing anytime soon is not great, is it?
No. And, you know, people ask us, should I wait till the end of the year? Should I wait till this and that? I mean, I think at this point, it's kind of a crapshoot what you're going to get because, you know, nobody's been right so far.
Well, I think the industry has to address this because this is a problem for a lot of people. And I think part of the thing is we don't need all this stuff on our cars that they're seeming to be equipped with. I mean, it's nice to have electronic driving aids and all that, but I think a lot of times just a basic car. I was saying to my wife, if we could buy a brand new version of her 2000 Chevy Tahoe, I'd probably prefer that to the current Chevy Tahoe.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more safety equipment and a little bit better fuel economy, but give me the old stuff back. But unfortunately, that's not the direction the automakers are taking. And in fact, they're going very rapidly in the other direction. So, that's also driving up the cost. But as we talked about, I think it was last week or the week before, a lot of these features are frustrating to people. So they think they want all this gear and they get it, and then it ends up being a kind of a downer because it's so complicated. So I don't know. I hope there ends up being some sort of balance here.
Yeah. Here's a question, and this is a distinct government mandate. This is the U.S. Commerce Department proposing a regulation that would ban Chinese software and hardware in vehicles used on American roads. The rationale for this is there are national security concerns about this hardware and software. I'm concerned about that. That's kind of spooky to think that your car, and even though you don't have a car built in China, you could well have Chinese software and hardware in your car. Even an American brand car could have that. This is designed, I think, the backstory is maybe to prevent Chinese cars and trucks from coming into the American market without a giant tariff, although a giant tariff is also proposed. There's a lot to talk about here, isn't there?
Yeah, they're coming at this from two angles, right? You know, you've got the national security perspective and then the economic perspective. But it's interesting. It's an interesting situation for a couple of American automakers, right? Because Ford builds the Lincoln, I think it's the Nautilus in China, and GM builds the Buick Envision in China. And the general line of thinking is that they'll have to relocate production of those vehicles if they intend to keep selling them here. But there are some concerns, and I do agree with them, beyond just the fact that the Chinese government or these companies could end up having this data, location data, and all sorts of other things. It opens the door to hacking and malicious actors elsewhere, too. So, there has to be some sort of solution here. I don't know if an all-out ban is the right way, though.
Yeah, I don't know how to go about that either. I mean, the proposed rules would take an effect starting in the 2027 model year for software. That's not too far away. I mean, those vehicles are kind of baked and ready to go. 2030 for hardware, again, that seems a ways off, but it's not a ways off in terms of the auto industry and the lead times that they have. I mean, as you mentioned, there are just a few Chinese-built vehicles in the United States, but there's a lot of buzz in the car industry about China, certainly, and fear that the Chinese, once they come in, will have a giant red wave, I guess, of vehicles that might overtake the industry. Kind of scary in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that BYD, one of the big Chinese automakers, building a factory in Mexico, and they may start selling in Canada. So they're going to be all around us, even if we don't end up having them here. So I don't know which direction I prefer that we go. I think some of those vehicles are compelling, but if they can't get around these challenges, then maybe it's better that they stay out.
yeah, we shall see. Well, brand loyalty. How do you? I'm not sure. You are a fan of several brands, I think, Chris, but you also, change cars like I change shirts or something like that. But brand loyalty is a big deal to the car companies. I think it's a big deal to individuals, too. I mean, a lot of us are fans of a particular brand or two. And certainly as a Corvette guy, I'm a Chevy guy through and through and have been for a long, long time. I mean, our family had Chevys when I was, I think the first car I remember was a 51 Chevy that we had. But brand loyalty is a big thing, and J.D. Power is tracking that. What they have found is now that we're kind of in normalcy in terms of ability to build cars and bring inventories up to level, that loyalty is kind of remaining true to form the way it was prior to the pandemic. And a lot of car companies are benefiting from this and others aren't. I think maybe the logical brands for loyalty are benefiting. And we've seen brands like Toyota and Honda, for example, do very well in loyalty. What's your overall take on this?
Yeah, that is an interesting result from the study because, you mentioned it earlier, but I always think of those sort of generational dedication to brands as being an older type thing. My family was all about Fords growing up, and now my grandmother owns a Honda. So, things change. But automakers do, as you say, benefit greatly from this. And you can see it in their incentives for leases and things like that. A lot of them offer, significant discounts for returning customers. So it is, like I said, it's interesting to hear that result because I thought it would be the opposite.
Yeah, let me run through some of the highest ranking brands here. Porsche is number one among car owners among the premium brands. Mercedes-Benz in second place, so that's not too bad. I mean, and loyalty rates of about nearly 60% for Porsche owners, so 60% repurchase a Porsche. Lexus has the same kind of loyalty among premium brand SUV customers, with BMW second in that sphere. Toyota is highest among mass market brands. Of course, a brand like Toyota and Honda really benefit because they have such a broad product range that you could replace a Corolla with something like a Highlander or something like that, completely different, but still within the brand. So that's strong. Honda is the highest among mass market brands and SUV owners, which was a little bit surprising to me. Subaru was number two. That doesn't surprise me at all. And then Ford is ranked highest among the truck owners, so a lot of loyalty there, with Toyota second among truck owners.
Yeah, I would have assumed Subaru would have been the number one there. I mean, you know, maybe because I'm in New England, but, you know, every second or third car on the road here is a Subaru, so I would assume that. But yeah, I can see how a full vehicle product line would be more appealing. You know, you can stay in the family and sort of grow up with the brand. So yeah, really neat study.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week. Let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And please pass on a podcast. Well, when we come back, we will have some interesting vehicles to test, including a Ford Mustang. I can't wait to hear your evaluation of the Ford Mustang convertible. And I was driving the Genesis GV80, a vehicle better than I deserved, for certain. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack Nierad back with you, and it is road test time. Road test time for vehicles that we think you'll be pretty much interested in. I mean, I saw a Mustang the other day, and I kind of scratched my head and went, wow, I haven't seen a Mustang in a long time, a brand new Mustang. And here you are driving one this week. So tell us about it, Chris.
Yeah, it's my first Mustang in, gosh, several years now. But this is all new. It's an all new car for 2024. They call it the S650 generation Mustang. You can get it in a fastback, which is just the hardtop coupe, or a convertible, which is what I tested. And Ford also offers two different powertrains, a four-cylinder, a turbocharged four-cylinder engine, and a V8. Before I go too far, Jack, have you driven the newest Mustang? And when was the last time you
got behind? I think I have. I might have been on the launch or, you know, one of the early drive events for this vehicle. And in the hills above Los Angeles, it was a blast.
Yeah, I will agree with it being a blast to drive. So Ford did away with the V6 engine quite a few years ago and replaced it with a 2.3-liter turbocharged four-cylinder engine, which is the one that powered my vehicle. It has 315 horsepower, 350 pound-feet of torque, and it sends that output to the rear wheels through a 10-speed automatic transmission, which is what I had. You can get a 6-speed manual in the four-cylinder vehicle, and Ford also offers the Mustang GT, which is a 5.0-liter V8 with 480 horsepower and 410 pound-feet of torque, so a significant upgrade there. But before I go too far, the pricing on this vehicle, pretty reasonable for a sports car or a sporty car, Jack. The base price is $32,000, right around $32,000. That's for the hardtop with the four-cylinder. You can go up to the convertible, which is $43,000, and then my as-tested price was around $48,000 after some options, including one that has the heated seats and everything. What do you think of the pricing and the value that for what you're getting out of this car?
I think there's a ton of value in Mustang, and that's always been its calling card, right? I mean, right from the beginning, you know, right from the New York World's Fair in 1964, whenever I believe it was introduced. And it has remained true to that, and amazingly, the styling has remained pretty true to that, too.
Yeah, I agree with that, and, you know, we used to say that about the Chevy Corvette, but now it's over $100,000 in some trims. So hopefully Ford sticks with it. But we're talking about this four-cylinder engine, Jack. You know, we chatted briefly about it before we started recording. 315 horsepower, 350 pound-feet of torque. Those are stout numbers for a four-cylinder engine. This is not a terribly large and heavy vehicle either. So, you know, you get quite a good romp out of it when you put your foot down. Ford claims a 5.5 second 0-60 time, and my butt in the seat dyno feel here tells me that it's probably about right. It feels just a little bit slower than my GR Corolla, which is rated at 5 seconds. So we'll just say that. You know, the 10-speed automatic here, it is fine, but I will tell you that like Ford's 10-speed in its trucks and everything else, it searches for gears a little bit, especially at lower speeds, trying to conserve fuel economy. So it's searching to go up in gears and get you where you want to go. But, you know, otherwise, especially under heavy throttle, it's very responsive and it works well. My only real problem with the performance in this vehicle is the sound. And this is what I brought up to you before we got on the air. It's obnoxious and it's loud. For a four-cylinder, you know, it just doesn't hit me in the right way. What do you remember about the sound of this car, and what do you think about it?
I think the sound didn't offend me, but it didn't excite me either, right? I mean, it was one of those things where, you know, I like the V8 burble, right? I mean, that's kind of what you feel about this thing. And you're never going to get that from a turbocharged four-cylinder. It's just going to be, unless they pipe in a different kind of sound.
Yeah. I think a better setting for me would be to have a quieter normal mode and then maybe a valve that you could open up in sport mode and then make some noise. But maybe that's just me. Inside, this vehicle comes standard with cloth upholstery. Mine had an option that came with leather and heated seats. You get four seats in this vehicle, Jack, but I will tell you that the back seats, even for my 7-year-old daughter, just in a booster seat, they're not the most comfortable, and the person in the front seat's going to be shoved into the dash if they're, you know, anywhere above, I would say, 5.5 feet tall or so. Other than that, the front seats are very spacious. They're nicely padded. They're very wide. You have plenty of foot room. You can get a nice low seating position, which is what I prefer in sports cars. And visibility in that position for me is just okay. You know, the car's belt line is pretty high, and it can feel a little bit like a cave, and the convertible especially, because when you have the top up, it is very dark. Other than that, I think the interior is nice enough for a sports car, and I like the way that Ford is kind of stuck with the retro look with the dials and the gauges and things. Technology, you get a 12.4-inch digital gauge cluster. It's configurable. You can put retro gauges and things in there. 13.2-inch touchscreen with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, and my vehicle had an optional 12-speed Bang & Olufsen stereo, which sounded fantastic. So, Jack, the price, I think, is right on this. The performance is perfectly fine, especially for a convertible. Four cylinders, just fine here. So other than the sound, I mean, I think I would be on board with this car.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I think the shame of it is there just doesn't seem to be that much of a market for a two-door sports coupes like this, or convertibles for that matter. And the, you know, the convertible is probably going to be in rental car service more than any place else. I mean, if you're renting a car in Hawaii or Florida, I mean, that's what you're probably going to get if you want a convertible. I like it a lot. It's just kind of an anomaly these days.
I agree.
Which is a shame, but time does pass. Well, I was driving a vehicle that I think is classier than I am by a large margin. Occasionally, Chris, I think we get into vehicles and we're just kind of wowed by how good they look both inside and out. It doesn't happen all that often, but it has happened with me with Genesis brand vehicles several times. And certainly the renewed Genesis GV80 for 2025 is one of those vehicles. I had a chance to drive it along with a large part of my family down in Texas over the past weekend as we were shuttling around to football games and this and that. My middle daughter actually got engaged over that weekend, so it was very, very cool. But there's a lot to like about this vehicle, and everybody who got into this vehicle was kind of wowed by the interior. I had the Prestige trim, which is the up-level trim, but this is an interior that would feel at home, I think, in a Rolls Royce. Just incredibly well-done, opulent, quilted, perforated Napa leather interior. Just gorgeous. The tailoring, just very, very cool. Has a giant display screen inside too that also wows people. So an interesting vehicle from so many points of view, and yet it's not incredibly expensive even in this form. In the form that I tested, it was about $80,000, which is, I think, a pretty good price actually for a mid-sized luxury brand vehicle, and especially a top-of-the-line luxury brand vehicle with 375 horsepower from a twin turbo V6. You're kind of nodding along here. Give us your thoughts about this thing.
I am nodding along. One of the things I love about Genesis is that they've figured out how to pack in a ton of stuff in the right way, not just for like superfluous junk, and keep the price fairly reasonable for what you're getting there. And I completely agree about the interior. You know, we've talked about this before. Audi figured out a long time ago that it could differentiate itself with really nice interiors. And I think Hyundai, I say that, but Genesis is taking that same approach, and it's working out well.
Yeah, I mean, you can buy one of these vehicles for less than $60,000. The standard trim is $57,700 is its MSRP. And it includes this giant 27-inch infotainment display. It has wireless Apple CarPlay and wireless Android Auto. Ton of driver assistance systems. It has all-wheel drive. And then as you climb the ladder, this is with a turbocharged four-cylinder engine. As you climb the ladder to the 3.5T, which is with the larger 3.5-liter V6, twin turbocharged V6, is also all-wheel drive. The base model is the advanced. It's about $74,000. It is the one vehicle in the lineup that offers three rows of seating. It's kind of interesting to me that there's only one that offers three rows of seating with the more powerful engine and, you know, significantly more expensive. I would have thought a three-row family oriented around $65,000, something like that, would play pretty well, but I'm not the product planner. And then we have this top of the line Prestige that has, as I mentioned, Napa leather seats. They're heated and ventilated, both front and rear. It has a heated console armrest, rear door sunshades, second row vanity mirrors. I mean, this is kind of over the top in terms of luxury equipment. And it's just a vehicle I liked a lot. I haven't talked much about the driving, but it drives just fine. More comfort oriented, I think, than performance oriented, but it certainly feels good. So I think they've done a very, very nice job with this vehicle. And, you know, I just hard to praise it more than I am praising it. I just think this is one of these vehicles where $80,000 is a lot for a vehicle, but I think there's a ton of value here versus the competition.
Yeah, I think the people that are springing that amount of money for this vehicle are feeling like they got their money's worth. I really like the twin turbocharged V6. I think it's fantastic. And as you mentioned, you know, the driving experience sometimes takes the back seat to the other experience, but it is perfectly fine. It's quick. It's got a comfortable ride. It's quiet inside. So yeah, if I could afford one, I probably would have shopped one a long time ago.
Yeah, one of the things too, it doesn't bowl you over. I mean, the infotainment system is pretty easy to use. It does have that weird thing where it has a dial shifter and then another dial that runs the infotainment. That's the biggest nit I can pick on this thing, because that is irritating, and I kept grabbing the wrong dial when I wanted to do one thing or another. But other than that, I mean, it's just everything to like about this vehicle. I liked it a lot. I think it's a heck of a value. So interesting two vehicles that we have this time around, right? The Mustang, excellent value, maybe a bit of an anachronism these days. And then the Genesis GV80, you know, a really good luxury brand vehicle, luxury brand SUV.
Yeah, I agree. Now you've got me wanting to go drive a Genesis again.
Yeah. Well, there you go, and that isn't too far in the future. When we come back, we will have a great special guest. His name is Danny Shapiro. He's Vice President of Automotive at NVIDIA, and fascinating stuff to talk about with connected cars and the car software and all of that. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants to?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack and Red back with you. We have a terrific guest, really interesting guest, maybe a little afield from what we typically do on America on the Road, but very apropos to what we're doing here in Southern California, and certainly apropos to the industry. With us is Danny Shapiro. He is a vice president of automotive for NVIDIA. Chip maker, basically, I guess, or among other things.
We do a lot of things, not just chips. We started out that way, but you're right. It's a lot more. We can get into that.
Describe your company a little bit, because many of our listeners are probably not familiar with you.
Well, many people probably know us as a gaming company. That's how we got started over 30 years ago. We made graphics processors so people could play video games, basically, on their PCs. From that, though, it expanded into professional graphics, so anybody doing 3D for their work. It could be visual effects artists at DreamWorks or Pixar, ILM, or car designers, right?
Yeah,
engineers
certainly, yeah.
using
yeah.
CAD systems, computer-aided design, to medical imaging. So it sort of grew. Then we started bringing our graphics products into the car. So we started to see more and more screens appearing, consumer electronics, iPhones, et cetera, tablets. The car was lagging, so NVIDIA was an early partner to many automakers bringing that technology into the vehicle, touchscreens in a Tesla, and Audis, and BMWs, Hondas, Mercedes, right? So that business really grew. Our company really, though, is an accelerated computing company. And what that means is, how do we make computers go faster? So graphics is one aspect of that, but now it's all about artificial intelligence. So NVIDIA is really pioneering work in AI, bringing that into the vehicle for sensor processing. And what that means is the cameras or the radar or the LiDAR on the car generates a lot of information that needs to be processed to ensure that the car can drive safely. And so that's what we're doing with companies like Volvo.
Give me a little sense of your background, you know, how you got to this. Are you kind of an electronics guy versus an automotive guy?
My background is electrical engineering and computer science. So I was originally a programmer. I did a lot of work in computer graphics. And so I did some animation work. I did engineering work, some design, and was working at tech companies in Silicon Valley for quite some time, and joined NVIDIA 15 years ago.
Okay.
And we soon after started an automotive group to really take the technology and bring it inside the vehicle. And so developing hardware and software, a lot of software to provide those graphical user interfaces, but now more importantly, safety.
I'd really love to talk about that. But, you know, let's take a step back a little bit, because really infotainment has become such an important part of every vehicle. It's something that, as a car reviewer, I'm talking about maybe before I'm talking about the powertrain. It's something we all interact with multiple times when we're in the vehicle. It can be both a satisfier and a big dissatisfier,
that
depending on how you look at it. So walk us through kind of the evolution that you've seen of graphics and computing power in vehicles.
Right. Well, I think if you consider any kind of computer you've ever had, whether it's your laptop or a home PC or now your mobile phone, every year new ones come out and they have greater and greater performance.
Right.
And they start doing well and then they start to slow down because the software gets more and more and more complex. And so there's really this insatiable demand for computing power because there's more data and more code. So what we've been doing is really trying to change the model of how automakers used to operate. And by that, I mean, in the past, you'd say, okay, 5 years from now, we're going to design a system that will do this. So let's figure out what's the cheapest chip we can put in there in 5 years to be able to keep our costs down. And so they start working on this, and 5 years from now, this thing comes out and it's already out of date.
So
instead,
and it can't be updated. And
everything was all fixed function. You had maybe 100 little chips doing all different things in that car. So instead, our approach has been, and really Tesla was one of the first to pioneer this, is you put a very high-performance computer inside the vehicle, and all those little things that used to exist are now software apps. And so whether it's the windshield wipers or the locks or the windows or other types of things, your navigation, the music, etc., it all runs on that central computer. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what we've been pioneering, bringing a high-performance central computer to the car, which makes development a lot easier. Mm-hmm. It reduces the overall cost. It reduces the overall weight, reduces the overall energy consumption because you just have one computer instead of all these tiny
computers.
Which
is essentially what we're seeing in the EX90 that I've test-driven today. It kind of tell us how it expresses itself
so
in that vehicle.
So the Volvo core computer is going to handle all these kinds of functions, and that's based on our NVIDIA drive. And if you're over at the landscape area, part of the exhibit, you'll see it. It's about, you know, maybe 10-inch square. It's like 2 inches tall. It's liquid cooled, so it's part of the whole battery cooling because we needed to make it automotive grade, right? If you leave your cell phone in the car on a hot day, it'll overheat and it won't work.
Bad things will happen.
We need to make sure that anything we do in the car can operate in the freezing cold of winter, in the hot summer in a desert. It has to be able to handle the shock and vibration in the car. So there's a whole new manufacturing process that we go through for these automotive products that are different than what you would put in your laptop or your PC. Mm-hmm. But that core computer then runs all different kinds of software. And the key thing now is that your car will get software updates just like your phone. So your car is going to get better and better and better over time as new software developments come out.
Right. We've had some issues with that in the past. I think most of those issues are over, right? But I think there's been some frustration with people where the update didn't take or whatever, and then they're left in the lurch.
I think that's been a big challenge for the auto industry, right? The tech industry has been doing this a long time, right?
Right.
We're computer companies. We're not auto companies, right? We don't have the same expertise and the ability to build vehicles like a Volvo does. But at the same time, they're going up a learning curve in terms of producing software that's robust and even managing that over-the-air upgrade. I know one of my early cars, supposedly it was software updatable. I had to drive it to the dealer so they could install new software there instead of getting it over the air. But you're right, I think it's gotten a lot better in general.
And get even more specific about the advantages of having one central source of computing power within the vehicle rather than a number of them around the vehicle.
Well, I think from a development standpoint, if you talk to Volvo, they're going to appreciate the fact that it's much more streamlined having that single integration as opposed to all these different parts from all these different vendors running all different types of software, and then it sort of becomes an accountability issue. If something needs to be fixed, well, whose bug is it in the system?
Right.
So that's one aspect. Updating it is much easier. Rather than trying to update all these separate little components, you update a single computer. Testing a lot easier. Test that whole single thing. And so that's one of the things we, of course, do is a huge amount of testing. We use simulation. So we simulate cameras or radar or LiDAR and can test whether the system is able to detect the person walking across the street or read the signs or the lanes or whatever it is that the software needs to be able to do.
Right, right. Do you deal with the human-machine interface, how the driver or even the passenger would interact with, say, an infotainment system or control system or not? Is that beyond what
generally,
you typically do?
Generally what we do is we do the core hardware. We do what's called the operating system. That's kind of the software that sits below the user interface, whether it's in the graphics or the sensor processing. That's all algorithms that we develop, but also work very closely with automakers. But that top level of the application, the user interface, how big the buttons are, whether you swipe right or swipe left or whatever it may be.
How deep the menus are seems to be an issue too,
so,
right?
So that is really usually under the purview of the automaker. They have their own UX team and they'll develop that look and feel.
I just want to know who to blame.
Now, in some cases, right, if you have Google running in the car or you have CarPlay, again, that interface would be handled through you know, Google or Apple. But again, that integration is going to be done by each car maker.
Right. Well, to a lot of people, Volvo equals safety and safety equals
absolutely,
Volvo. And
absolutely.
It strikes me that what you're doing is really important to Volvo taking that safety to the next level. Talk about that a little
bit. Well, I think now there's a direct correlation between the amount of compute that you have in the car and the level of safety. Because what we're doing is we're taking cameras that are running at 30 frames a second, right? Mm-hmm. The standard video camera. We have to analyze all the pixels in every frame of video and determine, is there a person, you know, in front of the car?
Right, right.
Is there another vehicle? Is there a bike? Is the light green or red? You know, where's the lane marking? So in 1/30th of a second, we have to analyze that video and make and understand it and then make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't just have one camera. There might be eight cameras around the car. So it's a massive amount of data.
And it has to coordinate. You know, that has to be coordinated too.
Exactly.
It can't just be one-off kind of stuff.
So there's a massive amount of computation that has to happen every single second.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just for the cameras. Then there's also radar data. And now in the EX90, you have LiDAR, which is a laser scanner.
Mm-hmm.
So think about all this information that has to be processed in a flash. And so you need a very powerful computer. So the NVIDIA Drive computer that's in there is over 250 TOPS. So this is a new metric.
I don't even know
what that stands for. Trillions of operations per second.
Oh,
so it is a huge amount of computation.
Right.
So much more than, you know, your standard laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's designed for the sensor processing using artificial intelligence to be able to understand the environment and make safe driving decisions. Turn left, turn right, accelerate or brake.
Walk us through how artificial intelligence figures into this.
Sure.
Because I guess maybe it's kind of new to me,
it's
certainly.
Very new,
yeah. So talk about
it. I think most people now are familiar with ChatGPT. Right?
Yes.
And so it's this amazing system. You can type something and it will respond as if it's a human. But it's not like it was programmed. It was trained by feeding it data, feeding it language. So it basically learned how to represent human language. And then the knowledge from the internet or wherever, you know, the source was that was used to train the model.
Mm-hmm.
So this is known as deep learning. So instead of writing code, a program to do something, saying, if this happens, then do that.
Yes.
Instead, we use data to train it, and that way it can understand and react.
Okay.
So not just using text, we can use that with images. And so this is something we've trained system. Let's just take the example of a stop sign. Older systems use something called computer vision, which was you still had the camera, you'd still look at all the pixels in the frame, but they were run through a program that was looking for specific things. Oh, a red octagon, white letters, you know, the letter S with curves, a square looking T.
Yeah.
So it would then run that code and determine whether that was a stop sign
or not. Right.
It required a massive amount of code and it was slow. And so instead, deep learning let us, instead of writing a program, using the data to create the program.
Hmm.
And by that, I mean we train the system by giving it tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of pictures of stop signs. We might take them from all different angles in the morning, at noon, at night, in dark, sometimes in the bad weather, with a bush covering part of it. And so it learns how to recognize a stop sign based on all this data instead of somebody writing code.
Yeah, kind of like how we learn to recognize a stop sign,
right? You're exactly
right.
You show somebody something and a child may not recognize it the first time, but you show them enough of them and from different angles, they learn to recognize it.
Yeah.
So they build that vocabulary.
Yeah, I mean, even before they can read, they can probably grasp what a stop sign is.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of at the core level what deep learning is, using data to train these vision systems, but you can train it on any kinds of data. You can train it on how to recognize weather patterns, you know, for climate prediction. You can train it on DNA sequencing, you know, for healthcare applications. You can train it on how molecules bond for drug discovery. So this is why artificial intelligence is really taking off, because it can be applied to every single industry.
Got it. Well, Danny Shapiro, so much interesting stuff, just fascinating stuff. I wish we had a lot more time to talk about it, but thanks so much for sharing all this with us.
It's my pleasure. It's great to be with you.
We appreciate it. And stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America,
America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Christine Gagne Redback with you for our final segment. I'm always nostalgic when we hit the final segment. I love talking with Chris about cars. And we love also getting your listener question. This is listener question time, and we love getting your listener questions and comments. So send those to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. And Chris, I have a question for you from Lance in Tyler, Texas. Lance says this, kind of apropos to what we were talking about earlier in the show. I'm starting to hear a lot of talk about cars from China coming to the U.S. and threatening the auto industry. Is that a real concern or is it just political talk?
Well, I think it is a real concern, Jack. You know, beyond the national security and privacy concerns we talked about earlier, there's a real economic concern for automakers here because these Chinese companies are so well subsidized by their government that, and they have very well-developed supply chains and other things that help them, they can afford to sell these vehicles for, you know, pennies on the dollar for what American automakers have to sell theirs for. And if they were able to bring those vehicles in, there's a real scenario that could arise where they're undercutting American companies and other automakers too, not just Americans, on pricing and kind of drives them out of business or at least puts the squeeze on them.
Yeah, I think there's kind of quiet panic in the streets in places like Detroit and maybe Stuttgart and those kind of places where there is really a great deal of concern about what's going to happen. Lower labor costs are one of the things that the Chinese certainly have going for them. And just as you mentioned, the economies of scale. And
you know, I have to admit, some of those Chinese EVs look pretty compelling, but I don't know how we can sell them here without causing a bunch of ruffling a bunch of feathers.
Well, they're already across the border in Mexico. We'll see whether they come here or not. It kind of wraps up our show for this week. Before we go, I'd like to mention my newest book, Dance in the Dark. It's a crime thriller inspired by true crime. And of course, that's a passion of mine. Book is available on both ebook and paperback form at Amazon, so look for that. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week. Let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And please pass on a podcast. Where can you get it, Chris?
Absolutely. A quick Google search for America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the rest. Like us, download us, leave us a review. All those things help us out a whole lot, and then you can take us with you wherever you go.
Absolutely. Look for us on YouTube and on Rumble. So thanks for being with us. We do appreciate it. Thanks to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying us. And most of all, thanks to you for listening to America on the Road. We do appreciate it. And join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.